I'm Annie Murphy. Bolivians are talking about the U.S. election with admiration, and some are even comparing Obama to their own president. And I'm Ara Indian, who's Bolivia's first indigenous head of state. Carlos Orias covers international news for the local paper in Santa Cruz.
If you see that a person who represents something so historic, you have to support and you have to feel some kind of empathy with what's happening in the States today. In a sense, what happened in Bolivia with Evo Morales, you can make a relation with what is happening in the United States with Barack Obama.
Orias says now Bolivia will wait to see how Obama handles U.S.-Bolivia relations, particularly the drug war and international trade. In the past few months, Bolivia, like Venezuela, has expelled its U.S. ambassador. It's also kicked out agents of the Drug Enforcement Administration for allegedly conspiring with the opposition here. The U.S. responded by suspending trade preferences that benefit Bolivia. Katiuska Cueto runs a textile company that used to ship most of its goods to Florida. She hopes damaged U.S.-Bolivia relations can improve under Obama, or she may have to lay off workers.
Creo que no se pueden esperar cambios drásticos de un momento a otro.
She says, you can't expect drastic changes from one moment to the next, but I do think that people can immediately feel the emotional impact of this election. For the world, this is Annie Murphy, Santa Cruz, Bolivia.